The topics and opinions expressed in the following show are solely those of the hosts and their guests and not those of W4CY Radio, its employees, or affiliates. We make no recommendations or endorsements for radio show programs, services, or products mentioned on air or on our web. No liability, explicit or implied, shall be extended to W4CY Radio, or its employees, or affiliates. Any questions or comments should be directed to those show hosts. Thank you for choosing W4CY Radio.
Welcome to Let's Just Talk with Catherine Raker, sponsored by Buoyancy PR, Joni Sullivan Baker, Dan Perkins, author, Don Greco, novels, Drop It, Dr. James Butler, smile artist, Thames Chocolates, JMR Productions, Songs and Stories for Soldiers, and Vital, Champions of Liberty. You're listening to W4CY.
This is Catherine Raker of Let's Just Talk. You know, I want to talk about the possibility of a central U.S. bank digital currency in 2021. David Treat, Senior Managing Director of Global Blockchain and Multiparty Systems Lead at Accenture. And, you know, digital currency is the wave of the future, and central banks around the world are weighing introducing a new kind of money, one that will allow us to transact in our digital world safely and securely. And a recent survey by the Bank of International Settlements found that 80% of the world's central banks surveyed are engaged in research, experimentation, or development of a central bank digital currency, CBDC. And furthermore, 20% say they would likely offer a digital currency by 2025. I want to welcome David to our program. And David, you're going to really fill us in on all of this, aren't you?
I'll do my best, yes.
Okay. You know, what are central bank digital currencies and what sets them apart from the established currencies?
Yeah, that's a great question. So if I walk up to a counter at a corner store right now, I have the choice of passing physical cash, which let me use the word token, right? A physical token of a U.S. dollar. I can tap my phone or swipe a credit card and tap into my electronic funds that are in my bank account. And now what's being introduced is the ability to have something that's much more like that physical cash token, but made for the digital world. And so what I can do is walk up to that counter and you know, through my phone, I can actually transfer a unique token, like a paper dollar has a serial number. This token is provably unique, and transfer that value directly to that merchant right in that moment and avoid, you know, all of the messaging and reconciliation that happens if I were to use credit cards or debit cards or the like between the merchant, my bank, the merchant's bank, et cetera. So it's that instant transfer of a fiat currency, right, enjoying the full faith and backing of the U.S. government in a digital token form.
And how will CBDCs improve the way consumer businesses and banks transact? Because we have every kind of app out there, David, that moves money, right, from Venmo to whoever, right? So what's the difference between all of that, or is it just really using a different type of, I'm not sure what, can you see this? You can't see it, right? This digital currency, can you see it?
You can see it on your phone, and you're tapping, you know, you're right in that for an end user, it may not seem very different at all, right? They're tapping, and just as I use any of the apps today, that transaction looks instantaneous to me. But really part of what is going to happen next is the modernization of the infrastructure behind the scenes. So that's certainly one important facet of it as credit card companies and banks are actually actively engaged in developing this technology because the infrastructure that they've built will be equally helpful to carry these tokens around as it is carrying the messages today. And so there are a couple of different facets to where end users may actually feel a difference. Certainly one is for the unbanked and the underbanked who can't set up or don't choose not to set up those bank accounts because of all of the challenges. Maybe there's not a bank within 100 miles of where they are or the like. And so there's no onboarding required to use physical cash. And similarly, the standards and the abilities of someone has a smartphone to be able to use the central bank digital currency, we think opens up some really interesting possibilities to bring more people into the financial system as one part of the dynamic. The other is if you look at cross-border, you look at the cost of remittance payments for people to send money home to their relatives in another country or the like, the fees associated with that because of the infrastructure required are really quite high. And it's charging a fee on some of the parts of our population that can least afford to pay it. And so this technology also provides help potentially for them to be able to much more, quickly, securely, cheaply be able to transfer money cross border. And then lastly, it's being used by, big players like core capital markets infrastructure players, starting to think through the changing nature in terms of how we actually buy and sell, securities, stocks and bonds, and being able to directly exchange a tokenized version of the security with a tokenized version of cash. So it really spans a spectrum of helping it from a social impact, humanitarian perspective, all the way through to just modernizing our core financial infrastructure.
Is 2021 the year for central bank issued digital currency, and what is the digital dollar project?
So 2021 is the year, I think, of really tipping into a whole explosion of pilot programs. So we're not going to go live in 2021. There are efforts around the world, Sweden's Riksbank, the Banque de France, certainly China making real advancements. In the U.S. context, we're seeking to get pilot programs launched. Through the Digital Dollar Project, which is a nonprofit joint effort between Accenture and the former CFTC chairman Christian Carlo and several others. We're looking to really get the dialogue, discourse, and pilot programs going in a U.S. context in a public-private partnership. And so you can go to digitaldollarproject.org and read some of the white papers. You can read the outcomes from the congressional testimony this summer and the suggestions we have around pilot programs and how both the Fed, Treasury, public institutions need to partner with private ones to drive this forward, all to the benefit of the Americans and the variety of constituents that I described before.
Will CBDs replace the money we use today, and how CBDs can address the needs of unbanked and underbanked people?
Yeah, so I don't see physical cash going away anytime soon, but certainly in the U.S. through the COVID crisis, we've seen a material decline in the use of physical cash, which somewhat matches a dynamic that's been happening globally, but not in the U.S. over the past several years. So I don't think it's going away anytime soon, but really what a central bank digital currency adds is a new option. And by adding that new option, I think we're going to learn a lot. We're going to discover, new products and services and ways to engage with folks. And to the second part of your question, that whole notion from a financial inclusion perspective, our ability to not make it dependent upon going into a bank branch. Like I said, we have banking deserts in the U.S. where there isn't a bank branch within, hundreds of miles. That the ability for someone in that remote context who is currently not part of the financial system to be able to, through a smartphone, be able to have this on-ramp to work with a central bank digital currency to be able to transfer these tokens and start to get that experience. We're excited of that, with the combination of that plus some advancements in digital identity that may be able to create something that's safe, secure, comfortable to be able to bring more people into the financial system.
And where can people get more information? Because this sounds extremely exciting. Something like, with the Queen Elizabeth, she never carries anything. She just got the purse and it's empty. And I'm not carrying a lot of cash anymore, or even maybe I keep a dollar with me. But I can see that this is really for the future. I can't wait.
Yes.
Thank
so,
you for your vision and what you do. Go ahead and give me the
If you go to digitaldollarproject.org, that's probably the best compilation of our materials so far that are working towards driving this discourse in the U.S. And then certainly there's a global set of information around the variety of different countries that have launched their own efforts. But certainly a good starting point would be digitaldollarproject.org.
Thank you so much for joining me today and your mission, and we'll be right back after these important messages on Catherine Raker's Let's Just Talk. Thank you.
Catherine will be right back. You're listening to Let's Just Talk on W4CY.
One of the greatest barbecue sauces ever has landed in Cincinnati. Skip Kenny Barbecue Sauce is a barbecue sauce like no other, and they have plenty of different flavors for every occasion. Be sure to try the Skip Kenny Spicy Barbecue Sauce, Skip Kenny Sweet Barbecue Sauce, and of course, the Skip Kenny Barbecue Sauce with secret ingredients. If the sauce isn't enough for you, you'll love Skip Kenny's Barbecue Rub. Skip Kenny Barbecue Sauce is available at Jungle Gyms in Fairfield and in Eastgate.
Hi, I'm Diana Anderson, the modern chili queen of Texas, and I'm here to chilify your world.
We're starting a chili revolution across America with our gourmet chili paste and our award-winning chili fixins in Americana fusion flavors. And, of course, our dynamic enchilada sauces. Just delicious. And now, introducing the first chili you can drink, y'all.
Go to jdschiliparlor.com and get cooking.
Hello, this is Dan Perkins with your Songs and Stories for Soldiers, Veterans Tip of the Day. Did you know that the unemployment rate for homeless veterans was twice the national average? And without proper shoes, it's hard to get a job? Here's your Veterans Tip of the Day. People from all over the country helped us with our annual Songs and Stories for Soldiers, Shoes and Socks for Homeless Veterans. There was a time this summer where we believed that probably it wouldn't be successful because of the pandemic, but decided to go ahead and do it anyway. We reached out in the local community and on the various radio shows that I'm on, asked for their support. In a little over 3 weeks, we received 400 pairs of shoes and over 1,000 pairs of socks for homeless veterans so they can go out and look for a job and have a decent pair of shoes to wear. We at Songs and Stories for Soldiers and all the 400 plus soldiers who will receive these shoes and socks say thank you for your generosity. This has been your Songs and Stories for Soldiers Veterans Tip of the Day.
iMarketing.com provides easily editable websites to small business owners. And if they don't want to make the changes to the site themselves, they can simply email the changes to iMarketing.com and they'll take care of it for no additional cost. iMarketing.com is also a Google certified partner, which means you'll get your website listed on over 1,000 search engines across the internet very quickly. Let iMarketing.com help you get your share of the web today by calling 513-942-7869, or you can email iMarketing.com at sales@imktg.com today.
We're back. You're listening to Let's Just Talk with Catherine Raker on W4CY.
Hi, this is Catherine Raker of Let's Just Talk. Our guest today will be talking about what heart patients should know about COVID-19 and evolving science on COVID-19's significant impact on the heart. Our guest today are Dr. Sadia Khan and Dr. Clyde Yancey from the Northwestern Medicine Bloom Cardiovascular Institute in Chicago. And they will discuss the leading cause of death for both men and women in the United States. Heart disease, what steps to take to halt its progress, and what the hospital is doing to fight the pandemic. Welcome to our show, Dr. Khan and Dr. Yancey.
Thank you, Catherine. We're happy to be here.
All right. Actually, my question is, who is most likely to suffer from heart attacks and heart failure, and are there risk factors? Don't know which doctor is going to answer that, or both of you going to.
Sadia is all teed up for this one.
Go right ahead, Dr. Sadia.
Great. One of the main risk factors for heart disease is having high blood pressure. And we know that control of high blood pressure in recent years has gotten worse. Alongside that, being overweight, not having a healthy diet, or engaging in physical activity also contribute to high blood pressure and poor blood pressure control.
Everyone's worried about COVID-19. If I have high blood pressure or a heart rhythm disorder, am I more at risk?
So it's an excellent question, and it's an extension from your first question, Catherine, because the really remarkable observation that we all are understanding, and Dr. Khan is an epidemiologist, is that we're getting to the point now where heart disease is no longer the leading cause of death in this country. It's COVID-19-related diseases. That really is a pause moment because we never thought this pandemic would have gotten to that threshold. We also understand, and we learned this in the very beginning with the early reports out of Wuhan, China, that the people that are greatest risk for COVID-19 are people that are older, explaining why that's a priority for the older persons to receive the vaccine, but also those with already established risk factors for heart disease and or heart disease. So high blood pressure, diabetes, obesity, and in particular, already existing evidence of a prior heart attack, prior heart failure, or irregular heart rhythms. These are the kinds of pre-existing conditions in our business. We call them comorbidities. But these are the kinds of circumstances that make people more vulnerable. And so we should all be acutely aware of what puts each of us at a unique risk.
If I have heart disease, should I be more worried about getting the vaccine? Dr. Khan?
I want to be very insistent on this. Absolutely not. I will let Dr. Khan tell you why, but absolutely not.
That's a great question, and in fact, the reverse. You should be more anxious to get the vaccine. We've tested the vaccine in thousands and thousands of people across every stage of life and have very good evidence that it is safe, whether you have heart disease or don't. And we have also seen that in people with heart disease, COVID-19 can be more severe and more likely to lead to hospitalization or death. So together, it makes the most sense to prioritize people who are older and have heart disease to get the vaccine first.
Well, here's the next one. I know I should go to the hospital if I'm feeling chest pain, but I'm scared I will get COVID-19 if I go. What do I do?
So the first thing you do is don't delay. Your anxieties, your fears are like everyone everywhere else. But you know what? We have seen clear evidence now of people experiencing heart attacks at home, people collapsing at home, people having strokes at home. And it's all based on fear of coming to a hospital and believing that that's where a COVID-19 infection will occur. But it's actually the opposite, Catherine. All the hospital employees are rigorously adhering to safe practices. We're all masked. We're all practicing healthy hand hygiene and practicing safe distances. All of our hospitals, our emergency departments have separate protocols for persons that need to be evaluated for COVID-19. Once clear, being in another part of the hospital. We've gone out of our way, and our infection rate in our healthcare workers is nearly zero. That's not to say that healthcare workers haven't been affected by this. In fact, we've lost a number of really brave healthcare workers because of the crush of this pandemic. But no one should hesitate to come for care. It can only make matters worse. Let me say that again. By being hesitant to present for care, it only makes matters worse.
And, you know, when should we ask for a second opinion? I think this is important too, doctors. Go ahead. Who would like to answer it?
Great. That's a great question. Any time that there is uncertainty about a diagnosis, about care, receiving a second opinion or seeking out additional opinions can only be beneficial.
So, Dr. Yancey or Dr. Khan, where do people go for more information?
Reaching out to your primary care doctor, to your local health department, and to the CDC are great resources for information about heart disease and COVID-19.
And if you're interested in our resources, you can just simply go to our website, northwesternmedicine.org. COVID-19 is right on the front page. And if you hit Northwestern Medicine Cardiology, you'll find out all about us and all the different ways to access us. But for what people are concerned about right now, if you just simply go to our northwesternmedicine.org, COVID-19 just splashes on the screen and it's everything you want to know.
I want to thank you both for your mission and what you're doing for all of us. It makes a big, big difference. And thank you for giving us such great advice. And we'll be right back on Catherine Raker's Let's Just Talk. Go to letsjusttalkradio.com for more information. Thank you.
Catherine will be right back. You're listening to Let's Just Talk on W4CY.
Buoyancy PR, telling your story, keeping your message afloat. Okay, enough about us. Let's talk about you. You have a great story to tell. Whether it's a product, a new book, or a worthy cause, you have a message worth hearing. Buoyancy PR will help you fine-tune that message and get it over the sea of information. Who, what, where, when, how, and why? These classic questions of a news story will introduce you to Buoyancy PR. After you've had a chance to get acquainted, let us know what we can do for you. For more information, contact Joni Sullivan Baker at 513-319-3231 or go to buoyancypr.com. Hi, this is Catherine Raker. Do you get a headache or a flushed face when you have a glass of wine? Well, I'll tell you why. Because of sulfites and tannins, which are preservatives in wine. Well, I found a product that reduces both the sulfites and tannins, and it's made in the USA. It's called Drop It. It's really simple. You just put a couple of drops in your glass and swirl it around, and guess what? It doesn't change the flavor of the wine, and no more headaches. And it's 100% natural. Go to their website to order at dropitwine.com for no more headaches. From a cobblestone German street to a pulsating Mediterranean port to a colorful Brooklyn neighborhood, Fame's Chocolates incorporates the best of each culture's techniques in every luscious chocolate morsel. Fame's Chocolates and its wholesale division, Hardis Chocolates, is a family business that proudly trains and employs homegrown talent. Fame's Chocolates is the gift of choice for chocolate aficionados. So visit us at www.fameschocolates.com. Hi, this is Catherine Raker. When you are working in media, you always need to look and feel your best. And Elite Therapeutic products are now my first line of defense. They make me feel ready to tackle my day every day. Since I'm constantly on camera, my skin goes through a never-ending assault from the elements. Elite Therapeutics' entire line of scientifically designed skin and hair products is the key to my success. It helps my skin and hair shine with a healthy glow that makes me feel fabulous. So visit EliteTherapeutics.com to order their amazing products and use the code KR30 to get 30% off.
Hi, this is Catherine Raker of Let's Just Talk. Do you want to read wonderful novels about historic, wonderful places in Youngstown, Ohio? Then you need to get Don Greco's books. He's a wonderful author that wrote the series, The Youngstown Quintet. His latest book is The Maladrin. And the nice thing about his books are they're not about spies. They're not about zombies. They're just ordinary people that read that have extraordinary lives. So visit DonGrecoNovels.com or go buy his books on Amazon.com. Little children aren't the only ones afraid of the dark. Millions of soldiers return from war zones with PTSD, traumatic brain injury, anger, frustration, fear, and loneliness, much of which surfaces during the darkness of night. You have the chance to change the lives of these American heroes. Songs and Stories for Soldiers was created to serve veterans who deal with the lack of sleep due to their injuries. Songs and Stories for Soldiers.us provides a free MP3 player for these men and women. With a list of 3 million songs in 16 different styles, 100,000 audiobooks, and 30,000 old-time radio programs, every veteran can find something to soothe and comfort them at no cost. All our players contain an 8-hour audio program designed to help veterans fall asleep. With 1,500-plus vets now participating, it's our goal to deliver 10,000 audio players this year. To learn how you can help, go to our website at songsandstoriesforsoldiers.us. Help us to help a veteran make it through the night.
We're back. You're listening to Let's Just Talk with Catherine Raker on W4CY.
This is Catherine Raker of Let's Just Talk. You know, love is in the air, and so are rewarding moments. There are plenty of opportunities to create lasting memories with your loved ones while celebrating the season of love. There are also simple tools to ensure you're saving money and earning cash back on your special purchases, big and small. Make your heart and your wallet skip a beat with easy-to-follow strategies to make the most of your spending. And our guests today are Gabriel Gabe Flowers-Rader, lifestyle expert, mom of two, and Bank America spokesperson, and she's teaming up with John Sellers, Bank of America Rewards executive, to discuss their top tips. Celebrating Valentine's Day with your family with ideas for creating special memories at home, budgeting to show loved ones that you care while also showing your wallet some love, and developing a plan to maximize financial rewards. Welcome to our show. How are you both?
Great to be here, Catherine.
All right.
Doing good. Thank you.
Okay. So I'm not sure which one's going to answer which one, but we're going to do it. Okay. Ready? How can our listeners save money and maximize their financial rewards throughout the year? And I think that would be for maybe John, maybe?
Yeah, absolutely, Catherine. So I think it's important for the listeners out there to think ahead about their spending, right? Develop that reward strategy. Savvy spenders know that layering in their rewards is really key to saving money, and that means taking all those options that you have at your fingertips and taking advantage of those. Our research at Bank of America tells us that 62% of people aren't taking advantage of that. And really what's core to that is having a rewards credit card that aligns to your spending habits. At Bank of America, we have our cash rewards card that offers 3% cash back on your choice of 6 different categories, including online shopping. And then also take advantage of those banking loyalty programs. And we have preferred rewards at Bank of America. And that gives you discounts off a full suite of products, either banking or investing, but with credit cards in particular, it gives you a bonus up to 75%. So what that means is that 3% on online shopping can turn into 5.25%. And then banks also offer, deals and offers at restaurants and things like that. We have something called Bank Amerideals. Take advantage of those. And then outside your bank, think about all the places you're going to shop at either Valentine's Day or just, in general. And think about if they have, those places have loyalty programs. So retailers like Best Buy or Target, they have their own loyalty programs. They're free to join. They generally give you about 1% back, and that's just gravy. And then if you're doing a lot of online shopping, there's apps out there that can find you sort of discount coupon codes or give you other ways to get cash back. Bottom line, Catherine, the listeners out there, they should be trying to get rewarded at least two ways when they're doing their shopping. All the time, that's the way they're going to save the most money.
And I think this question is for Gabe or Gabriel. This past mm-hmm. year certainly hasn't gone as expected. It hasn't at all, unfortunately. How can our listeners create rewarding moments that might include or may include restrictions which haven't existed in the past?
Absolutely. I think that this year will definitely look different. So I think it's important for listeners to maybe shift the focus to incorporating the whole family. Make a fun family day out of it and celebrate with the kids and, just make memories that way. It's a great way to shift the focus this year.
Well, I just did a Valentine's cooking show, which I have television and radio, and it's up on Catherine Raker YouTube. Go up and look at it. It's really fun, and it's from Love from Texas. So if you
I'll have to check that out.
It's really cool. And do something that's really weird and wonderful that you like to do. Would you agree?
Absolutely. I have already stocked up on heart-shaped cake pans. I have the cookie cutters that spell out love. We've already been baking, and I think we're just going to keep that up throughout the whole month.
Right. That's cool. So how can you plan a fun evening and while staying safe? What are some ways you can get kids involved? You just were mentioning it, so go ahead.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, so with the cooking, that is definitely one thing, but you can also help them, decorate around the house, set the scene up for a fun evening. I know my family, we're really big on game nights, so I have, shopped and got a couple of games for us to do, or you can have a dance party, just anything that you think would make fun memories with the kids.
And, Catherine, I was just going to add, my kids are a little bit older, so we're going to do a fun game we call Parent Trivia, right? Who knows most about mom and dad's relationships? So, how did you meet?
It's really fun.
Who asked who out first? Where was our first date, right? It's always fun to see how much they know or don't know, and then the loser has to watch the wedding video.
Oh, that's great. You mean you have to suffer, excuse the expression, somehow you have to suffer it through? Oh, my God, you are hurt.
Oh, I love that.
I love it, too. With faraway travel and romantic getaways off the table for most of us this February, what are your top tips for planning a future trip? And I'm lucky because I get the shot today in a few weeks. And guess what? I'm going on an airplane. I can't wait.
That's awesome.
I'm excited.
That's awesome. I'm jealous.
I don't like long car trips, unfortunately, so this is going to be fun. Yeah. But anyhow, let's talk about that. How can we do that?
Yeah, well, it's important. Research is always important, but especially now with the world in flux, right? So I would recommend you really research, know the details and the cancellation policies and the refund policies. Trip insurance may even be an option for you. Back to layering your rewards, right? Back to the cash rewards card. You can set it to travel, get 3%, pair it up with preferred rewards to get 5.25. And then all those, you're going on an airline, Catherine. I'm sure there's a loyalty program there. Your car, your hotel, same thing. Bring a little bit of cash in case of emergencies. That's always important. Actually, preferred rewards members get up to a 2% discount on online foreign currency orders, and they'll even ship them to your home for free. And then lastly, everybody's chomping at the bit to travel. So I think it's important to, make sure you have some flexibility in your schedule for spontaneity. And I know my last big family trip pre-COVID, we went to London. And at the last minute, my wife and I were able to score Hamilton tickets, which we couldn't get over here. So because we had the flexibility, we were able to take advantage of that. And it really worked out well.
And I'm going to give you guys a little tip. If you want the best chocolates in the whole world, you have to try Fame's Chocolates out of Brooklyn. They're all handmade. They're great.
Ooh.
But I know you need to do that. With New Year's resolutions, I had four of them yesterday. What can I tell you? With New Year's resolutions still fresh in our minds, how can our listeners stick to their financial goals during a season that is historically has been filled with lavish gifts and experiences? Really? Go ahead.
Yeah, well, it's important to get back on track, after the holidays, and it's always smart to start with small, realistic goals to help you gain momentum towards those larger ones. If you've depleted your savings fund or your emergency fund, that's a great place to start. Getting in that habit of continuously contributing and putting money away, I recommend a direct deposit into an account that you don't touch unless there's an emergency. And then, holding yourself accountable and tracking those goals is really important, Catherine. And Bank of America actually has a new tool called Life Plan. It helps you set and track your short-term and long-term goals based on your life priorities. It gives you personalized guidance and action steps along the way that can help you achieve those. And then it gives you access to professional advice. So if you're interested in a home or investing or just general banking, you can book an appointment right there, either in person or virtually, and they'll help you plan for the year ahead and beyond.
And I want to thank you both. I want you to have a lot of fun with your families. And thank you for joining us today on Catherine Raker's Let's Just Talk. Don't forget to go to our website at letsjusttalkradio.com. Thank you.
Thank you, Catherine.
Thank you.
Catherine will be right back. You're listening to Let's Just Talk on W4CY.
Hi, this is Catherine Raker of Let's Just Talk. Do you want to read wonderful novels about historic, wonderful places in Youngstown, Ohio, then you need to get Don Greco's books. He's a wonderful author that wrote the series, The Youngstown Quintet. His latest book is The Maladrin. And the nice thing about his books are they're not about spies. They're not about zombies. They're just ordinary people that read that have extraordinary lives. So visit DonGrecoNovels.com or go buy his books on Amazon.com.
One of the greatest barbecue sauces ever has landed in Cincinnati. Skip Kenny Barbecue Sauce is a barbecue sauce like no other, and they have plenty of different flavors for every occasion. Be sure to try the Skip Kenny Spicy Barbecue Sauce, Skip Kenny Sweet Barbecue Sauce, and of course, the Skip Kenny Barbecue Sauce with secret ingredients. If the sauce isn't enough for you, you'll love Skip Kenny's Barbecue Rub. Skip Kenny Barbecue Sauce is available at Jungle Gyms in Fairfield and in Eastgate.
Hi, this is Katherine Raker. Do you get a headache or a flushed face when you have a glass of wine? Well, I'll tell you why. Because of sulfites and tannins, which are preservatives in wine. Well, I found a product that reduces both the sulfites and tannins, and it's made in the USA. It's called Drop It. It's really simple. You just put a couple of drops in your glass and swirl it around, and guess what? It doesn't change the flavor of the wine, and no more headaches. And it's 100% natural. Go to their website to order at dropitwine.com for no more headaches.
From a cobblestone German street to a pulsating Mediterranean port to a colorful Brooklyn neighborhood, Fame's Chocolates incorporates the best of each culture's techniques in every luscious chocolate morsel. Fame's Chocolates and its wholesale division, Hardest Chocolates, is a family business that proudly trains and employs homegrown talent. Fame's Chocolates is the gift of choice for chocolate aficionados. So visit us at www.fameschocolates.com.
Did you know that memory loss now affects almost 7 million people in America? And the Alzheimer's Research Foundation estimates that by the year 2050, there'll be 50 million people with dementia in America. Are you preparing your family, especially your grandchildren, for this issue? This is Dan Perkins, and I'm the author of a new book for children ages 9 to 12 and their families to help them understand that it's not their fault when Grammy can't remember them. Why Can't Grammy Remember Me is available at Amazon or through your local bookseller. Don't make your grandchildren part of the lost generation.
Hi, this is Katherine Raker of Let's Just Talk. Our expert, Dr. James Butler, is the original smile artist. As one of the most recognized implant and mini implant specialists in Ohio, Dr. Butler at Innovative Dental Implants, or IDI, has perfected the art of dental implants while keeping the price affordable. If you're one of the thousands who need an implant for any reason, Dr. Butler can provide just what you need. He's been on many extreme makeover programs, and he's an expert on Let's Just Talk. When looking for an affordable implant at a fair price, call IDI at 614-529-0062 or visit us at IDISmile.com.
If America will be saved, veterans will save her. If America will be saved, veterans in defense of liberty will save her. Today, we are engaged in a genuine battle for the heart and soul of America. Do you believe that our oath and our obligation to our country continues until the day of our death? That America and the future of humanity is worth saving? If so, and you are a veteran or a staunch supporter, join Veterans in Defense of Liberty, which is first and foremost a brotherhood, sisterhood of veterans fully dedicated to maintaining the integrity of our republic based on the correct moral and constitutional principles. Visit us on Facebook and go to vidolamerica.org. vidolamerica.org.
We're back. You're listening to Let's Just Talk with Katherine Raker on W4CY.
Hi, this is Katherine Raker of Let's Just Talk. You know, February is Black History Month, and COVID-19 and sickle cell disease, why is it so important to receive the vaccine? Our guests today are Dr. Berea Andemiriam, CMO of the SCDAA, founding director of NESCI at U Connecticut, I think that's it, and Glakisha Dickerson, sickle cell disease patient, DNP-FNP-C. A lot to say, you know. We're going to start, if it's all right. Welcome to our show today, and we're going to be talking about the impact the COVID-19 pandemic has had on those with SCD, and the importance of receiving the vaccine to ensure patients can effectively manage their chronic illness. Welcome to our show, Doctor, and welcome to our show, Glakisha. How are you today?
Doing fine, thank
you. How are you?
I'm better. Let me say that. Okay. Actually, you know, it's so important for people to not only be tested for COVID-19, but also if you can take the vaccine, it's important for you to take it. Okay. I'm one of those people that couldn't, and unfortunately, I got the first shot and couldn't take the second shot. But can you share, Dr. Miriam, how SCD has historically impacted the Black community? And let's find out, that's sickle cell disease, actually, impacted the Black community, and how COVID-19 has intensified those health disparities. Can you do that for us?
Absolutely. So sickle cell disease, I think your audience should know, is it's an inherited blood disorder. It's not something you catch. It's something you're born with. And it does disproportionately affect people of African descent. In the United States, we estimate about 100,000 individuals live with sickle cell disease, and many do so silently. They may be in your family, they may be in your community, you may work with somebody with sickle cell disease, and you just don't know it. The disease impacts the daily life of those who have it, and that has a lot to do with the pain that's associated with the disease, as well as the stigma associated with having it in many communities. So because of a lack of interest in sickle cell disease on the part of many stakeholders in our country, we only had one FDA-approved drug to treat it up until very recently. And I'm happy to tell you that there seems to be a recent commitment to finding new ways to treat sickle cell disease. So there are three additional new treatments that have been FDA-approved that make it easier for me to do my job and have my patients feel better and hopefully live longer. Now, let's just pivot a little bit to your question about COVID-19 and how that has intensified some of the disparities that individuals with sickle cell disease face in terms of getting proper health care and getting treatments that can help them. So the COVID-19 pandemic has really heightened the health disparities among those with sickle cell disease. First and foremost, we really believe that individuals with sickle cell are at an increased risk for severe illness from COVID-19 infection. And at a baseline, individuals with sickle cell disease, because of the nature of their disease, require frequent contact with our health system. And this is to help them deal with those unpredictable, severe episodes of bodily pain, the anemia that makes them tired and makes it hard for them to be physically active, and the treatments that they need to get to prevent complications. So the pandemic has posed significant challenges for this already vulnerable population.
And Lakeisha, can you share how the pandemic has affected you as a patient with SCD and as a nurse? And I've heard you received the vaccine, but I want to ask you a question. When did you know that you had sickle cell disease? When did you know?
So to begin with, I knew I had sickle cell disease at 11 months of age. My mother said I kept having these high fevers, and she kept bringing me to the doctor, and they kept giving me antibiotics. But we're from a very small town in Louisiana, and so our medical care was limited. And one day my doctor just referred her to a specialist in New Orleans at Tulane Medical Center, and they ran some tests, and they found out that I had sickle cell disease. So all my life I've always dealt with it.
Let's tell people what it's like to have, if you don't mind, because there's a lot of listeners that don't know anything about sickle cell.
So the best way I can describe sickle cell disease to someone who does not have it is your body betrays you. It's like one day you're just going on with life as usual, and then your body decides it wants to turn on you and betray you. And you're feeling excruciating pain, you can't breathe, it feels like someone has beat you with a baseball bat all over your body, your back, your legs, and you can't even change out of your pajamas to put on regular clothes to go to the hospital. So I try to avoid pain episodes, which they're very unpredictable, but by staying hydrated and avoiding triggers such as extreme temperature changes and taking care of myself, not getting pneumonia or, you know, bladder infections and stuff, I can, you know, I try to make sure my body stays well and I can avoid those types of episodes.
Great. So how has the pandemic affected you as a patient and as a nurse?
So I see patients all day in clinic as a nurse practitioner, and my anxiety has gone through the roof because patients coming in to clinic, you don't know if they're COVID positive or not. I definitely wear my mask, I wash my hands, I wear my PPE, but looking at the pandemic, I realized it was something bigger than myself and my fear, something greater than me. People out here needed help. So I recently relocated and went back to the bedside to go and help with the COVID shortage in Texas. And I've been helping with in that system ever for the last 2 months since December, right around Christmas time. And people are really sick. The pandemic is really affecting our communities. And I just had to put myself to the side, make sure I wear my PPE, wash my hands. I did my research on the vaccine. That was why I decided to get the vaccine, because there was some hesitation at first for myself, but I felt it was a personal choice for my family, my kids, my husband, my parents as well. And that's why I went ahead and got vaccinated.
Right. And you had a 2-shot or a 1-shot?
I had 2.
Okay. Can you tell me which one you had, which vaccine you had?
I had the Pfizer vaccine. The first one was a little difficult to get because I worked for a doctor's office that's not affiliated with the hospital, and so I had to wait about a month before they offered it to us. The second one, while I was working in Texas, they went ahead. I told them where I was from, that I got the first one. I showed them my information. They were like, oh, okay, great. You're due Friday. Come back on Friday, and we'll give it to you. They gave it to me, no problem.
Mm-hmm.
And I had minimal side effects, just a little soreness to my arm, and that was it, nothing else.
Right. That's fine. I'm glad it didn't affect you in any way. That's good. Dr. Andamariam, what would you tell people to help instill a sense of trust in the medical community and the vaccine?
Well, I think for the larger community, I think it's important that people know that the science has shown us that the available approved vaccines are up to 95% effective, and that for the overwhelming majority of people, the benefits far outweigh the risks. And that's the risk to themselves, as well as the risk to the larger community. That could be people in your own home, that could be your grandparents, that could be the person that you pass by at the store. Now, with respect to sickle cell disease, I think it's important that we recognize, since this is a community of individuals, primarily of Black and brown race, that we can't forget history, and that there are issues of trust between the Black community and the medical community that are embedded in things like the Tuskegee experiment and what was done to Henrietta Lacks. But we have to move forward. We need to make sure that we use education and facts to inform our decision making. And I can tell you that after 20 years in medicine, medicine remains a profession that ultimately does want to help people. We don't want to create harm. We don't want to do anything that's going to have lasting effects in a deleterious way. So that's what I would tell folks. I got vaccinated. My children will get vaccinated as soon as they're eligible. My parents have gotten vaccinated, and I'm encouraging all of my patients to do the same.
That's good. Lakeisha, what is your message to SCD patients who may be feeling uneasy and how best to manage their disease?
My message to patients is that you should not let sickle cell, let your body go or sacrifice sickle cell because of the pandemic. You need to make sure that you're making your doctor's appointments and taking extra special care of yourself. You need to make sure you're hydrating and taking care of yourself at home and managing your pain at home as best as you can without having to go into the hospital for an admission for a pain crisis.
can definitely keep your appointments if you feel uneasy with going into the office. See if your provider offers telehealth appointments or anything that they can do to make sure that you feel comfortable and feel safe. And definitely wear your mask, wash your hands, and be kind.
And, Doctor, tell us where people can get more information on sickle cell, please.
So, sure, you can go to sicklecellspeaks.com, or you can go to the National Organization Sickle Cell Disease Association of America's website at sicklecelldisease.org.
And I want to thank you both for your mission and what you're doing to educate. And sure. We'll be right back on Catherine Raker's Let's Just Talk.
You've been listening to Let's Just Talk with Catherine Raker. Sponsored by Buoyancy PR, Joni Sullivan Baker, Dan Perkins, author, Don Greco, novels, Drop It, Dr. James Butler, smile artist, Fame's Chocolates, JMR Productions, Songs and Stories for Soldiers, and Vital, Champions of Liberty. You're listening to W4CY.